journey by night to the magnetic huts was an outing with a spice of adventure. The old landmarks became smothered in snow, making the hut's position a matter of greater uncertainty. Climbing out of the veranda, one was immediately swallowed in the chaos of hurtling drift. The darkness, sinister and menacing. The shrill wind fled by. The noise of a drive of the dead, striving before the irresistible will, through the strange dusk of this, the debatable land. Between their place and ours.
It was probably about 16 metres long, and I was on a 6-metre inflatable Nye boat, and we were probably 50 metres away from the whale, and I was sitting in the boat, and we also used the underwater microphone and we, or the hydrophone, and we traced it to the point we were really close, and it surfaced up, you know, only 100 metres from us. One of my ancestors here in Kaikoura actually had a whale known as Mata Mata, and the ancestor, his name was Te Rākau Tauneki, and wherever he travelled, the whale looked after him. When Te Rākau Tauneki passed away, the whale disappeared, Mata Mata disappeared, but the story goes that he reappears the whale when one of Te Rākau Tauneki's descendants are in imminent danger or looking like they're going to die. He appears and